pocket story. Ugh, got sidetracked all the time. So someone has to look at this and weave it together, because today I made a whole series here which really connects. So there is he sitting, spacing out like that, our P.O., old, in his home, pre-summer, 26. Thinking there about the women and so on. And then he is like, again, experiencing, which he has been doing more and more frequently for the past year or years, at least a feeling of being connected with friends, certain friends maybe, or maybe all friends, depending on if they wanted to connect mentally on the subtle platform, in the astral realm. And if you see this physical realm as Buraloka, the world of the five senses, where we are like looking into as a game, and then whoop, we beyond that are the real actors here. That we connect to each other when we want to. We can just direct our attention to each other, and there we are connected, and we can communicate. So that's what we start to show here, and maybe we can show it that it is maybe just something in Pio's imagination, but maybe it's for real. He doesn't really know. But then this morning, because one little thing that came into his mind one day was that just maybe your soulmate, your eternal one, is here in this world, in a body here. But maybe you're not supposed to meet her. Or maybe she's here to, or you are here to play different roles. Directed from above. And then he sits here this morning, and it is as if he connects to her, and they both agree peacefully. Because now they've been hanging out together a few times, and yes, connection is there, but they are in different places, and they just realize that, yeah, we've been connected somehow through all these years. And the geographic location does not matter much. I know you are here, you know I'm here. And that's it. So in this way, rather than, because it was a very practical situation, or it is, in our story also here for them, that he has his thing to do, his mission, the mission, as they used to joke him and his preacher friends. He has been serving that, you know, others, and learning from that and wanting that, but now it was his turn. And if he had 20 years of work remaining, he was not going to use them, and he needed those years. And he was ready to dedicate himself to that, which was really what he wanted and what he felt he should. just as his Prabhupada dedicated himself to his work, his mission, his task. And then, you know, she nods and just jokingly says, yeah, you know, I just paint my paintings. And he nods, and that's it. And they both kind of agree that, yeah, you know, there will be enough time for us to be together after we are out of this. So better take the chance. And they laugh, and that's the maybe the end of a volume or something, I don't know.